DOJ strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2014-2015 and beyond.
The science behind climate change is unquestionable. Given the number of records being broken every year for temperature, rainfall, drought, and tropical cyclones in many parts of the world, it is imperative that the necessary actions be taken, and indeed quickly.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. Climate change is one of the biggest threats to sustainable economic development and the fight against poverty around the world. And for Jamaica, it's no different. In fact, experts are reporting that climate change is imminent for Jamaica, with the island predicted to experience climate change departure as early as 2023. Climate departure represents a permanent shift in climatic conditions, where the average temperature of the coolest year will become warmer than the temperatures of the hottest year. Because of this, there is greater need to intensify climate change adaptation and mitigation efforts in order to reduce the devastating impacts on the society.
If we do not take steps to adapt to and mitigate climate change, our current and future experiences and the impacts on all sectors will be devastating and in many cases, irreversible.
Among the effects, Minister Pickersgill says, is the resurgence of vector-borne diseases and the introduction of new ones, including the chikungunya virus, now affecting Jamaicans island-wide. The government will be paying close attention to the socio-economic impacts related to the adverse effects of climate change. The effects will be evaluated and special attention given to vulnerable sectors and those that are the largest contributors to greenhouse gas emissions. Greenhouse gas emissions are one of the leading causes of climate change, as these gases trap heat in the environment, which lead to increased temperatures. The government is seeking to raise awareness of every Jamaican about climate change and its impacts, and is working to gain the cooperation of players in the public and private sector to help in the mitigation process. One company, Red Stripe, recently demonstrated how it is contributing to the mitigation efforts. The company has opened a tri-generation plant which was incorporated into production earlier this year. The plant is expected to lower the carbon footprint and environmental impact through a 50% reduction in the level greenhouse gas emissions by 2016. The government is aiming to strengthen the technical and institutional capacities of Jamaican institutions to implement the Convention on Climate Change. Jamaica is preparing the country's initial biennial update and third national communication reports to be submitted to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. The biennial update is to be submitted this year, while the third national communication report is to be submitted in 2017. With the submission of both reports, one of the expected outcomes is the provision of support for the integration of climate change considerations into national and sectoral development priorities.
The project is expected to build a national consensus to facilitate activities to mainstream climate change issues into relevant social, economic, scientific, and environmental policies, programs, and strategies. It will also assess the vulnerability to climate change of additional communities that will be identified and prioritized for potential adaptation options in a series of case studies.
To get every Jamaican to understand his or her role in the country's climate change mitigation efforts, the government will be seeking to implement awareness activities targeting students, teachers, government officials, private sector representatives, non-governmental organizations, civil society, and the general public. Join us again next Wednesday as we continue to highlight the government's strategic priorities for 2014 and beyond.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.